We welcome to the WGHN Airwaves Mark Hartman, Executive Director, President, Humanity for Prisoners, Action with Compassion, a nonprofit organization based in Spring Lake, but covers the whole state. Welcome to the WGHN Airwaves. How are you?
Good, Mary Ellen. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here, and so nice to meet you. Now, I know you were part of the Community Connections that was out at the Grand Haven Central Park Place where they had all those nonprofits. How did that go for you?
It went very well.
Good.
Yeah, very well.
What is the one thing? Well, there we go. Sorry. I've had Humanity for Prisoners on the air before. Now, it's prisoner advocacy, and there may be somebody listening right now saying, why should I care about that?
Well,
can you talk to our audience and talk and share your story as well, Mark?
Sure, sure. I'd be happy to. Why we should care about that is because men and women behind bars are human beings just like the rest of us. And I understand very deeply the challenges and the struggles of incarceration because I spent 12 years incarcerated myself. I was released in 2020. And it's nothing nice, to put it lightly. Healthcare is an issue.
I know it is.
Depression, loneliness, despair, isolation, separation from loved ones. It takes a toll on the human psyche.
And if the family that's left behind doesn't have the resources or the money, they may not see the person that's incarcerated for years because that person could be moved at any time. I know people that have someone up in the UP twice a year they see their son.
Yeah. That's
it's hard.
It is very difficult, and it's not an uncommon story.
No, it's not. Humanity for Prisoners was started by Doug Chapkis, who worked at this radio station as well. The mission statement is, with compassion for those who have nowhere else to turn, Humanity for Prisoners provides personalized problem-solving services for people in prison.
That's right.
How do you do that on the outside?
Well, we do that one person at a time. We have a small team, and we work diligently each and every day to serve the needs of the incarcerated. We receive requests for help via telephone, email, and handwritten letter. Many referrals come to us from family, friends, concerned loved ones, and community members. And so, you know, we have an intake process. We log these requests.
Right.
We categorize them. They're triaged, and they're routed to the person who's skilled at that particular service, whether it be healthcare, advocacy, medical needs.
Okay.
Reconnecting lost or estranged family members.
Right, which is very important for somebody that's incarcerated.
Exactly. You'd be surprised how many parents, siblings, have lost touch with their loved one behind bars.
Yeah, I, and I'm certain that that's very easy to do as well. What did being in prison teach you that you use daily today? Other than gratitude.
Yeah, I think the experience of incarceration had a transformative effect on my life.
Yeah.
It made me a more compassionate, empathic person overall.
Mm-hmm.
My view of the criminal justice system and the prison system, growing up was probably not unlike many other people's.
Mm-hmm.
I had kind of a callous attitude.
Right.
About, people behind bars. I figured, well, they must have done something.
Well, yeah. If they didn't do anything wrong, they wouldn't be there.
Yeah. They must have done something to warrant being there.
And, right.
You know, so that's really a, I now realize that's a kind of almost an ignorant view.
It is.
You know?
You can say it. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a very, very, you know, it's a very myopic view.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I learned is that, prison is a microcosm of broader society.
That's right.
You know, there are people from all walks of life, all different socioeconomic backgrounds. There are professional people. There are people who have, you know, been part of a disenfranchised population most of their lives.
Right.
Whose life chances were stifled from the very beginning. And,
it's a lot of layers.
Yeah.
It's not just black and white. It's like an onion. You have to peel away the layers. There are layers to every story, right, including yours and mine.
That's right. That's right.
So to just see things on the surface and be so judgmental, it's you know, and money plays a role, too.
It does.
Determining whether you get a court-appointed lawyer or you can hire someone who can keep you out of prison.
Right.
Money talks.
There are many, many men and women behind bars simply because they were poor.
Yes. And that is a fact.
Yeah.
And that's a nationwide issue. We are speaking with the Executive Director, President Mark Harmon for Humanity for Prisoners. It's an organization based in Spring Lake, but covers the whole state. There is a movie coming up October 27th at Central Park Place. It's called Behind Our Walls. Tell us about it. It's a documentary.
Yes. So it's a documentary. It's a story about the transformative effect of education in prison. And it's a story about the Calvin Prison Initiative, formed in 2015 as a kind of a joint venture between Calvin College, now Calvin University, and Calvin Theological Seminary. They launched this program in 2015. I was privileged to be a member of the first cohort.
Really?
That graduated in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
These are my brothers that the stories are told about. You know, there are 8 men featured in the documentary. 7 of the 8 are or were Humanity for Prisoners clients.
Really?
More than half of the students in the Calvin Prison Initiative, nearly 2/3, are or were clients of Humanity for Prisoners.
Wow.
So there's a very strong correlation between the two organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, are proud of all of those guys. Like I said, they're my brothers. I went to school inside with several of them.
Mm-hmm.
There have been, I think, 8 cohort admitted since 2015. 4 now graduating classes.
Wow.
Classes of 20, 21, 22, and 23.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So that's what this film will talk about. Will there be question and answer?
There will be a Q&A panel concluding the documentary.
That'll be great. It's $20 to see this film, Voices of Humanity. I would recommend it for anyone because I think you'll walk away from this with a completely different view. Because the bottom line is this: somebody does something wrong, they pay the price, they go to prison, but they're going to get out. How are they going to be rehabilitated? How are we going to accept them back into the community? Or are they going to have a target on their back the rest of their lives?
Yeah.
They did their time.
Right. Right. And many of them are still doing their time.
And many of them will for the rest of their lives, right, outside, in terms of, you know, maybe broken relationships with family and all kinds of things can happen.
Right. Right. More than 2/3 of the men in the program, in the Calvin Prison Initiative, are serving life sentences.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And okay, there's a very small number of us who've been released. But it's a story of hope and encouragement,
mm-hmm,
and how education can transform you, can give you, can give your life purpose and meaning, and you can contribute whether you're inside or outside.
Right. And I think everybody needs to hear that story. Yeah. I appreciate you being here and being so vulnerable on the air and sharing your story. I certainly appreciate it. And I know where your office is at. So if we need to talk about something else coming up, but I would imagine, you know, we talk about men a lot when we talk about Humanity for Prisoners, but you do have female clients as well.
We do.
Yes, you do. And their needs are completely different, I would imagine, in some instances.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got, you know, I think 28 prisons now in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one women's prison.
Right.
So the women are about 10% of the prison population based on the last figures I saw.
Okay.
I that throttles up and down. But,
right.
Yes, we do serve many, many women clients.
Mm-hmm. I encourage everyone to go to humanityforprisoners.org. You can call them at 616-935-0075 to purchase tickets. $20. It's on the 27th, which is Friday night. Okay. 7:00 at Central Park Place. Mark Hartman, Executive Director, President of Humanity for Prisoners. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. I appreciate it.
An honor to meet you.